afternoon, everybody.
大家下午好。
Hallelujah.
感谢主。
And next week is Chinese New Year Sunday.
我们下周的主日呢，会是中国新年的庆祝。
Unlike other Chinese New Years that we had before.
可能跟我们往年的庆祝呢有所不同。
This year we only have snacks, but not elaborate feasting.
那么今年呢，我们的聚会之后呢，不会像往年呢，可能有一些很丰盛的食物，大家带菜呀、饭菜一起来吃。我们今年只会简单的一些点心。
So don't come with empty stomachs.
所以大家
ready to eat too much. But we're going to be like a bit like Christmas, and we just have some light food.
对，所以大家也记得要吃点东西来哈，因为我们不会像以前这样子有一个宴席哈，我们会有一些简单的一些面包或者点心供大家享用。
So bring your friends and family who are searching for Jesus.
那么，但是这不阻止我们把我们的朋友哈，没信主的家人和朋友带到我们当中。
Let it be a time where they get to know Jesus because they're here.
也让他们因为在来到我们当中有机会听到耶稣。
So welcome everyone once again.
好，再次欢迎大家。
Today, I'd like to talk to you about why is it that it's more blessed to give than to receive.
今天我跟大家分享的主题是说，为什么施比受更为有福。
Now, when it comes to, we've got to ask the question, why is it that God wants us to give?
我们要问这个问题，为什么神要让我们更多去施予呢？
Now, we're not just talking about money here, yeah?We're talking about time, energy, your prayer, and your talent, your love, your kindness.
好，我们这里讲的这个给予呢，不光只是单纯的一个金钱上的给予，还有除了我们的时间、我们的精力、我们的祷告、我们的才能、我们的各种那种资源的给予。
Amen. So it's not just about whenever we use the word giving, it's not about money. It's about giving our time.Our talent,
所以每次我们讲到
our energy.
好，我们每次讲到给予呢，不光只是讲到说给予金钱上面的给予，而是说我们的时间、我们的精力、我们的祷告、我们的才干等等。
So some of us may not have much money to give, but you got talent. You got time. You got your prayers.
我们当中可能有人在经济上并不是很富裕，但是你有时间，你有你的才干，你有很多的可以祷告，可以来献给神。
Your love.Your kindness,
还有你的爱心和你的良善，你的慈爱。
To be able to sit there and listen to someone,
或者你坐在那边就作为一个倾听者来说
，That's hard.
这是其实对可能有些人来说是很困难的一件事情。
We like talking,
因为我们多喜欢多倾诉
，But we don't like listening.
但是我们并不是很享受来倾听别人的倾诉。
I'm talking to myself.
我可能也在对我自己说话。
Now God has given me two mouths and one ear.
我觉得神给了我了一只耳朵，两张嘴。
Okay, so the question is, if God is God, He doesn't need our money, He doesn't need our time, He doesn't need our talents because He can do it all. He just needs to say the word and it's done.
如果我们觉得这位这么伟大的一位神，他其实根本不需要我们给他时间、金钱或者才干，他只要说。话命令就立，说有就有了。
If God needed some money, He just have to go to the streets of Jerusalem in heaven and pick up a few gold slabs on the floor, and that's it.
如果神真的需要一点钱的话，那么直接去到耶路撒冷那条路上
天上的
耶路撒冷哈，我们说天上耶路撒冷那条路上铺的那个金银财宝，捡几块金子就够了，不是吗
？But why does He want us to do it?
但是为什么神还这里说让我们失败？施予呢？给予呢
？We find the clue in James chapter 2 verse 8. And here it says, "If you really fulfill the royal law according to Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You are doing well."
好，这里雅各书的二章八节说：“经上记着，要爱邻如己。你们若切实的守着至尊的律法。”你们就做得很好。
The clue is actually in loving yourself.
那么这个其实这个关键呢，是我们爱自己。
Because how we spend our money and our time depending on what do we love.
因为我们如何来分配我们的时间和我们的金钱呢？是取决我们爱谁。
Lots of people like spending their money on clothes. They like to spend their time doing certain things that they like. Or if they are engaged or they've got a boyfriend or girlfriend, they want to spend time with the person.
所以很多人他们喜欢花钱买衣服，可能有些人喜欢花时间在一些自己喜欢的东西，或者有伴侣的话，那么你喜欢花时间陪伴你所爱的人。
So you love yourself because it's for you.
你那个爱自己，因为你做这些事情是为了爱你自己。
I like buying houses not because I want to buy it for someone. I want to buy it for myself.
我喜欢买房子，置房产，那么不是为了别人做的，而是为我自己做的事。
Amen.And so because I love myself, I want to treat myself not just with one house, I want more houses than I ever can imagine.
所以因为我爱我自己，所以我不光是买一套房子，我要买好多套房子来满足我自己。
And I love clothes, so one wardrobe is not enough.
而且我喜欢买衣服，一个衣柜还不够哦。
Because we love ourselves.
因为我们很爱我们自己。
So,We spend money and time and our talent on ourselves. We educate ourselves.
所以我们会花时间、金钱和精力在我们自己的身上，并且让我们自己受教育。
So why is it more blessed to give than to receive? It's because giving is a matter of the heart.
所以为什么主说施比受更有福呢？是因为我们给予的时候是在乎我们的心。
How you spend your time.Who you bless comes from here. It's the heart.
我们如何的分配我们的时间，我们在谁的身上花我们的精力，是取决于我们的心。
Jesus in Matthew chapter 6 verse 19 identifies this.
耶稣在马太福音六章十九节这里指出。
He said, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal.
这里说不要为自己在地上积蓄财宝，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖洞来偷。
Verse 20 to 21 says, But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. And here's the key verse. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be.
接着二十节到二十节说，要在天上积蓄财宝，天上没有虫子咬，不会朽坏，也没有贼挖洞来偷，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So why does God want us to give?
所以神为什么想要我们去给予呢？
It's because He knows where our treasure is where our heart is.
因为神知道我们的心在哪里，我们的财宝就在哪里。
And Jesus wants us to lay our treasures in heaven.
耶稣明明告诉我们，我们要在天上积攒财宝。
Where the thief and the moth cannot get to.
这里虫子不会咬，贼也不能偷。
Because God wants us in eternity can look at the treasure that we have stored up in heaven.
所以神要让我们在永恒当中来看我们在天上所积攒的这个财宝。
So no matter how rich you are, you cannot take all your possessions with you.
所以不管我们在地上多么有钱，我们都无法把地上的财宝带到天上。
And that is why Jesus says, if you want to win the whole world and lose your own soul, you are nothing.
所以主又说，如果我们赚得全世界，但去丧失了自己的生命，又怎么样呢？
Amen. So God is interested in our hearts.
所以神是对我们的心是很在意的，感兴趣的。
Because to get us to give up, to give is an issue of the heart. Are we willing to give to God out of love and give to people out of love?
所以我们能否给予是真的在乎于关乎我们的心。我们愿意为了爱来给予神，我们也愿意因为爱给予别人吗？
I remember years ago when I...had dinner with my very, very rich boss.
我记得很多年前我跟我一位非常非常有钱的上司一起吃饭。
And after that dinner,
吃完饭以后
I had to pay.
然后我居然要去买单。
And I was shocked.
当时我还蛮震惊的。
You are shocked. Because we think rich people are generous.
因为你觉得这么有钱的应该很慷慨很大方呀。
They are very generous. They are very generous.
他们是很大方。
To themselves.
但是那个对象是他们自己。
They will buy the biggest house, the most expensive car for themselves.
他们会为了自己买那最贵的房子最豪华的车。
But a very inexpensive meal, he won't pay. Why? Because I am not important to him.
所以对一个好像微不足道一餐饭他们 不想买单是因为跟他吃饭的这个人好像微不足道很不重要。
In other words, he does not love me.
换言之他真的他并不爱我。
If he loves me,
如果他真的在意我的话
he will pay.
他就随随便便就买了单是不是
You understand the reason why the rich won't give you anything?Because you are no use to them. They cannot gain anything from you. They do not love you.
所以对那有钱人说为什么他们不肯在你身上花一分钱就是因为他们根本觉得你对他们没有利用价值他们对你也没有任何的爱而言。
But if you love somebody, even if you don't have, you will give whatever you have.
但是对于一个你爱的人来说尽管你一无所有但是你也会倾其所有给予他们。
On my mission, some of the most, when I go to preach the gospel in different parts of the world, I find the most generous, most loving people are the poor.
当我去世界的各地去宣教的时候 我真的是观察到就是世界上最慷慨最大方的是反而是那些最贫穷的人。
Even when they have nothing, if they only got one chicken in the house, they will kill that chicken and cook it for you. Because why? You are their guest and they value you.
所以就是他们家里一贫如洗家里只有一只鸡但是因为你的到来他们会把那只鸡宰了然后煮给你吃。为什么因为你对他们来说很重要他们看重你。
That's why as Christians, do not be people who are not generous because you cannot preach the gospel and yet be so mean.
所以我们基督徒来说我们不可能说一边传福音传扬神的爱但是我们自己却是那种非常吝啬的人。
The poor family have no money to give, but they can give the very little that they do have.
但是对于那些贫穷的人他们虽然非常的贫穷但是他们把他仅有的都献出来。
There's one gift I always say to people, I don't want your money, I don't want your chicken, I want your prayer.
很多时候我跟那些很贫穷人说我不需要你的钱我也不需要你那些物质上的东西
promise,
我需要的就是你的祷告。
If you can promise to pray for me, I'm more than happy.
我对他们说如果你答应我你为我祷告我比得到任何东西还开心。
Amen.
Amen.
And so Jesus knows that.
耶稣也知道这样的道理。
And that's why elsewhere in Luke chapter 12 verse 33 to 34, he says this to the young man who's rich.
所以耶稣在路加福音这里十二章对那个高富帅说的
He said sell your possessions and give the needy provide yourself with money back that you do not grow old and with a treasure in the heaven that does not fail where no thief approach and no moth destroy for where your treasure is there will be your heart alsol
路加福音十二章三十三到三十四节说：“你们要变卖财产来周济人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊和用不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进啊，不能靠近，虫不能住的地方。因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在哪里。”
And chapter 18 verse 22, I got it wrong. To the rich man, he says, "When Jesus heard this, he said to him, 'One thing you still lack.'Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have the treasure in heaven. And come, follow me.
这里路加福音的十八章二十二节，耶稣听见了，就对那个富有的少年人说：“他说你还缺少一件，要变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。”
So in these two Luke passages, what do we learn?
所以从刚刚读的两段路加福音的经文
The question
我们学到什么呢
is, How do we store up treasure in heaven?
问题是我们如何在天上积攒我们的财宝呢
Remember I told you, the treasure in heaven ultimately is Christ.
之前我跟大家讲过，我们说的这个天上的财宝就是基督他自己。
But we will find out exactly what that is. I think it's more than Jesus. It will be something of a reward for us.
那我们会一起来看看，除了这个财宝，不光只是基督本身，也是一个更有赏赐的一个奖赏。
The question is, how do we store up treasures?
问题是我们如何来积蓄这个财宝呢
？In these two passages, it says, give.
这里两段经文都说我们要给予，要变
卖。Let's go back to Luke chapter 12.
我们回到路加福音的十二章。
It says, sell your possession and give to the needy.
他说，变卖你的财产给那些需要的人。
You will have the treasures of heaven.
然后这样你就会在天上有财宝了。
Amen. And then in verse 34, it actually quotes again what Jesus said in Matthew. For where your treasure is your where the heart is.
然后三十四节又重复了主在马太福音刚刚讲的那句话，说你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在哪里。
So every time when we give, we're storing up treasure in heaven.
所以每次我们在给予的时候，我们其实就在天上积攒财宝了。
When we give to the needy,
storing up treasure in heaven. 我们给予那些有需要的人的时候，我们在天上积攒财宝。
Can you understand why God wants us to give?
所以大家明白为什么神要让我们不断的去给予呢？
Because he wants you to be rich in heaven.
因为他想要我们在天上有着富足的财宝。
That's why he says to the rich man, "You are poor in God. You are not rich in God."
所以神对那个富有的人说，他说其实你在神国里面是很贫穷的，你并不富有。
What Jesus wants us to all be is rich in God.
神想让我们是在基督里，在神里面得富足。
And how do we become rich?
怎么变得富有呢？
Is to be able to give.To those who need us.
是对于那些有需要的人我们来给予。
There are many people that need us.
在这个世上有很多人需要你我的帮助。
You may not feel you've got anything to give.
你可能觉得我没有什么可以给予别人呀。
But all of us have got something that someone else needs.
但是我们每个人生命中都有些东西是别人需要的。
I need their prayer.
我需要别人的祷告。
I need their resources.
我也需要别人的一些资源。
I need their listening ear.
我希望他们来倾听我的心，倾听耳朵。
We all have something to give.
我们都有一些东西是别人可以需要，我们可以给予的。
Just to go and visit someone is a giving act.
如果我们去探访别人，也是一个给予的方式。
Amen. Forgiving is a giving act.
当我们去饶恕别人，也是一种给予的方式。
The more you give,
我们越多的给予
，the more blessed you are.
我们越多的受祝福
，because you're storing up treasure in heaven.
因为你在天上在积攒你的财宝。
Hallelujah. Even if you've got no money.
尽管你并没有很多的钱财。
In fact, money is probably the easiest thing to give.
其实很多时候钱反而是更容易去给予的一样东西。
Amen? But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, Jesus is talking about not just money, but everything. You have something. All of us has got something that we can give.
所以主在强调并不只是仅仅是局限于金钱，而是很多所有我们拥有的东西我们都可以去给予。
That's why the brothers and sisters praying every day, they're giving their time in prayer.
所以很多我们的弟兄姊妹，他们每天的祷告，他们在给予他们的时间和他们的祷告。
That's why those brothers and sisters coming to serve on Sunday, you are giving.
我们在 主日当中那些在服事的弟兄姊妹，他们也是给予他们的时间和他们的财产。
Not only do we thank you, but I'm telling you, you are storing up treasure in heaven.
你不光是得人的一个感激，你是真正在天上积攒你的财宝。
And going into your fellowship group, you are giving.
那我们在团契当中，我们也在彼此的给予。
Helping others to understand Jesus better, to know Jesus better, you are giving.
当你在帮助那些的其他的人来更加的认识主的时候，你也是在给予。
Attending the group, you are giving.
当你来参加这个团契，你也是在给予。
Because you're giving your time.
因为在给予你的时间呀。
For fellowship.
你这个时间来彼此的团契。
And some of us even provide food.
我们当中有些人还专门预备食物。
You're giving.
你也是在给予。
Storing up treasure.
你就是在积攒财宝在天上。
Why do they give food? Because they love you.
因为他们为什么给你提供食物，是因为出于爱你的心。
I'm sure if I went to my boss's house, there won't even be a cup of tea.
我相信我去我老板家里，可能他都不会给我冲杯茶。
Because he's so mean.
因为他真的很不好。
Amen. So therefore, brothers and sisters, you know, you can tell whether someone's generosity actually reveals their soul.
所以很多时候我们通过一个人他的慷慨可以看出他里面的心。
Amen. It reveals the soul.
是看到他们里面的魂。
And that is why, brothers and sisters, we say again, right, to combat the, in order for God to protect your heart, He will ask you to give.
所以神有时候是为了保守我们的心，他鼓励我们要去做事，
so、we
去行
善 can
say, 去给予。
God wants us to give because He wants to protect your heart.
神让我们去给予，其实在换一种方式保守我们的心。
Not only are we storing treasures in heaven, but we are, God is making sure that our soul is full of generosity.
其实神让 不光是让我们在天上积攒财宝，让我们在给予的时候也让我们的心充满了慷慨，充满了慈爱。
Because you are generous to something that you love.
因为你是对你所爱的一些人或事你慷慨。
So when we love God,
当我们爱神的时候
we give to God.
我们献给神，给予神。
Our money, our time, our effort.
我们的时间，我们的金钱，我们的努力。
When we love someone, we give our time, our energy to that person.
当我们爱一个人的时候，我们会花时间、精力在那个人身上。
You agree?
大家认同吗
？So love is actually quite critical here.
那么这个爱是很重要的一点。
Because if your heart is not filled with love, you are not generous.
如果我们的心中没有充满爱，我们很难去慷慨。
And we shall see this later.
那我们在之后我们会看到这一点。
Now, and so.The second reason is, the reason why God wants us to give is because in God's nature, He loves giving.
那么神第二个原因，神让我们要我们去施舍，是因为神的本性也是给予，给予的本性。
If you don't believe this, listen to your own prayers.
如果你不相信这点的话，那么我们仔细听我们自己的祷告。
Lord, give me, give me, give me.
因为我们的祷告当中很多时候这个字语经常出现神啊求你赐给我求你赐给我这个求你赐给我那个
It sounds like God's name is give me
好像神的名字就说神啊给我给我给我
Give me, give me, give me
就是给我给我给我
If you're an alien say what your God's name is give me
就是好像一个外星人说啊 你的神的名字叫给我吗
Because he's a giver
因为神是一个赐予者。
Before we even knew him, he already gave his son to us.
就在我们还未认识他之前，他就把他的儿子赐给我们。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人，让把赐下他的独生子给我们。
Giving is God's nature.
给予是神的一个本性。
And we see here in John chapter 4 in the story of the Samaritan woman.
那我们在约翰福音四章这里看到撒玛利亚妇人的这个故事。
Do you remember that Jesus was tired? He sat by the well, and the disciple went away and to buy food for Jesus.
这里呢，耶稣他走路困乏了，然后呢，他的门徒呢，就进城为他去买食物。耶稣坐在这个井边。
While Jesus was waiting, he met the Samaritan woman.
当耶稣在这井边休息等待的时候，他遇见了这个撒玛利亚妇人。
I don't know whether you notice in this story a couple of very key verses.
我不知道大家有没有在读这个故事的时候，有没有注意到有几段非常重要的那个经文。
Verse 6 in chapter 4 says in John, Jacob's well was there, so Jesus wearied, means he's really tired and hungry, as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well.It was about the sixth hour.
这里约翰福音四章六节说，雅各井就在那里。耶稣呢，因路途的贫乏，他真的很累了哈，坐在井旁。那时约是正午。
And then, right at the end of the story, in verse 32 and verse 34, we read this.
那么，在这个故事的最后，在32节和34节，我们这里读到。
When the disciple came with the food, Jesus said he doesn't want it.
但他的门徒已经买了食物回来，然后耶稣却说：“我不要。”
So the disciple were baffled. Are you not hungry and weary?
然后当时那个门徒就很疑惑：“你不是说很累要很饿了吗？”
But then Jesus said in verse 32, but he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about."
32节耶稣对他们说，我有食物吃，是你们所不知道的。
And then the disciples said, what, someone gave him food already?
然后那个门徒就觉得很疑惑，难道有人 给主东西吃了吗？
But then Jesus said, no. Jesus said to them in verse 34, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and accomplish his work.
然后耶稣在34节对他们说，我的食物就是要遵行差我来那位的旨意，完成他的工作。
So it is in God's nature to give.
所以是神的本性，他来给予。
Because every time when he gives,
因为他每次来给予的时候
，it feeds him.
其实就是来满足他了，好像给他赐给他食物了。
Because when God gives,
当神给予的时候
，when God does the Father's, when Jesus does the Father's will,
当主做了父神的旨意的时候
，he gets stronger.
他就变得得力了。
He gets stronger.
他得刚强了。
Amen.Now, we can understand this. We can understand this.
我们可以来理解这一点。
Those of you who have done good to people, isn't it whenever you bless someone, you feel strengthened?
对于我们那些有精力，当你去行善，去善待别人的时候，你觉得好像你得到更大祝福。你觉得在这个过程当中，你受到鼓励，你得到满足。
You feel charged up.
你觉得你的里面灵得充电了。
And that's why when Jesus was tired, when he ministered, he can carry on because...Each time when he ministers, it charges him up.
所以当主耶稣虽然他肉体的肉身的疲乏困乏，但是每次他去做神的工作、父神的工作的时候，他就得他灵里面得充电、得满足。
That's why it is actually not correct to say, "Oh, I'm too tired to serve the Lord."
所以很多时候我们说，哎呀，我太累了，我无法侍奉神。这句话其实是不对的。
I'm too tired to give.
我太累来给予别人了。
I'm too tired to go there and go here.
我太累了，我去不了这里，去不了那里。
But if you make an effort.
但是我们如果下定心志努力去做的时候
，and you do God's will.
然后你去做神的心意的时候
，it becomes food for you.
反而成为你灵里的这个食物来供应你。
That's why Jesus was charged up.
这就是为什么主他自己得到那个充电
了。He doesn't need to eat anymore.
不再需要吃那些食物了。
After he spoke to the Samaritan woman,
当他跟这个撒玛利亚妇人讲完话以后
，That's why he said, "Whenever I minister in God's will, I is food for me."
他说每次我来遵行那父的旨意去做他的工的时候，我就得到食物了。
If Jesus is like that, we are like that.
如果我们的主是这样子，那我们同样也会是这样。
And those of you who have served the Lord, when you bless someone,
对我们当中那些你在服侍神、你在祝福别人的时候，你是不是觉得很开心
？You feel charged up.
你是不是觉得灵里面得饱、得充电
？And you want to do more.
你感觉你也有力量去做更多的事。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Here's a benefit, huh?
这就是那个好处哦。
Energize yourself if you do God's will.
当我们做按照神的心意去行的时候，我们反而得到充电，得到得力。
How many of you agree with me? The one, yeah, it's like that.
有多少人认同我的说法
？And then when you decided I don't want to do anything for anyone or any, I just want to live by myself, my own island, and I don't care about anybody else.
如果你下定决心说啊，我不管别人了，我只是管我自己，我谁都不顾，我只管我自己，在我自己的孤岛上面自顾自就好了。
That's a miserable life.
其实这个是很悲哀的事。
I remember a friend telling me, right, how he had to fix someone's house, and this rich man decided to buy an island.
就当时有我的朋友说他要去帮别人修理那个房子，然后这有钱人呢决定买一座岛。
And he built a house.
然后在岛上呢修一间房子。
And he had windows all the way around.
然后那个房子四周都是窗户。
And so my friend was saying, "Wow, your house is nice." He said, "Yes, I deliberately bought this island."So that every window that I look at, I can't see people.
然后当时那个人说，那个修理人工就说：“啊，你的房子好漂亮，好豪华。”他说：“是的，我故意买在岛上，然后周围都是窗户，然后我看到四面环绕都看不见一个人。”
Then I said, to my friend, "Well, why spend millions where you can just go to prison?"
然后我说：“你为什么要花这么多钱？你不如去监狱更好，那里就没有人。”
Amen. And so.You know, brothers and sisters, God has made us in such a way that we have to give.
神其实创造我们是让我们来给予的。
Because He is a giver.
因为神他自己也是那个赐予者。
Amen.
Amen.
Remember, I said God is to trying to protect your heart.
其实神让我们这样做是为了保守我们的心。
Because your soul reveals, if you love, you are generous.
因为我们爱的时候，我们就自然会慷慨。
Amen. That's why today people get in the world, they only give if they receive something.
所以在世界上，很多人他们给予是他们有回报的，他们是想得到回报。
And so my boss, right, he gives a lot of money away.
然后就像我的老板，他会做很多慈善，给很多钱。
When they put his name in the building.
因为他给钱是他们人，别人会把他的名字镶在那边。
And he gives a lot of money to certain MPs and parties because he wants knighthood.
他会给那些政党捐很多钱。
They want to make him a sir.
哦，因为他们想别人给他冠一个头衔。
And so therefore,
公爵的头衔。
He is very generous. He is very loving.
所以从外在来看，世人眼中他觉得是个很慷慨、很大方的人。
Dinner with me, I had to pay.
但是却给我吃那顿晚餐，居然要我付钱。
Because why? It's not generosity.
因为那个大方、那种慷慨，并不是真正发自内心的慷慨。
God talks about when you give, you don't expect them to give back to you.
神所说的这个给予，并不是让我们要期待有回报的。
Amen. That's why when we give to God, don't expect God to give back to you, even though He will. But don't do it for that reason. That's called gambling.
所以那时候，当我们给予时，那时候我们不要期待说，哦，神因为我给了你，所以你要回报我什么？尽管神真的会给我们，但我们不要带着这样的心态去做。
That's why in some churches they can say to you, "Give and God will give you back 100-fold."
所以就很多教会他们会站着怂恿人说，哦，你给一个种子，你给一个那个奉献，神会给你100倍的奉还给你。
Oh, God want me to have a new airplane, so therefore there's God will speak to you. You give your money to me.
所以就是啊，神，我觉得神要让赐给我买一架私人飞机。那么我觉得神对你说，你今天要祝福这个种子。
Have you ever heard if you want God to bless you, you give?
有没有听到很多那些讲员说，如果你想要神祝福你，今天你要放下一个种子。
In Cantonese, 买大。
你就是好像赌博那种感觉，你要买大的。
And then you'll get more back.
然后呢，你会从神那边得到更多。
We don't give that way.
我们不是用这种心态来给予。
God wants us to give and expect nothing back.
其实我们给是给出去，并不是怀有一种不求回报的一种心态。
That's why he said give to the poor, because why do we need to give to the poor? Because the poor can't give back to you.
所以当我们给予那些贫穷的人，为什么呢？因为那些贫穷的人是无法回报你的。
Amen.
Amen.
And that's why, brothers and sisters, you know, that's why I say to these people, okay, if you say,Sow into your ministry and I will be blessed. Why don't you sow into my life? You give me £1,000.
所以很多人说，那些讲员说，哦，你们要给我们的事工要撒这个种子，祝福的种子。那为什么你不给在我们的生命中给我1000磅呢？
So why don't you grow your ministry by sowing then?
那你为什么不靠在我们的别人的生命中撒种来祝福你的事工呢？
That's why don't be confused by this false narrative in the church. God is not after our money. God doesn't want to make you poor.
所以其实不要被这些假先知错误的教导所误导了。神并不是要要我们的钱，并不是要让我们变得贫穷。
My friend Grenville told me the other couple of weeks ago, he said someone phoned him, and he said, I'm going to lead a prayer meeting.
我的朋友 Grenville 呢，几周前打电话给我，他说我有人打电话给我，让我带那个祷告会。
Yeah. And so Grenville said to him, when you're there.You say there's a man in this crowd that needs money.
Oh, 就是打电话那个。
To tell his friend, right? When you lead the prayer meeting, there is a man in your crowd that needs money.
然后当时他就说，在祷告会当中结束之后，你对他们说，在这个会众当中有一个人是需要钱的。
And you got no money.
但是你却没有钱。
He said, "Put your hand in your pocket where you normally keep money."
他说把你的手放在你平时放钱的那个口袋里面。
And when you reach into that pocket, you will find money there.
他说当你把手放到你那个钱口袋里面的时候，你会找到钱。
So this guy, so he did it. And so this man in the crowd put his hand where he normally keep money and he pulled out a lot of money.
然后当时呢，这个人就按照 Grenfell 讲的这个操作去做了。然后那个人真的是把手放在他平时放钱的包包里面，然后伸出来就有一把钱。
And I said, that's amazing.
我说哇，这个太神奇了吧。
And he said, yeah, that's amazing as well.
他说，然后 Grenfell 说，是的，我也觉得很出奇哦。
You see, our we are not amazed about their money. That's not what the miracle is.
就是我们当时不是因为有钱而觉得很惊讶，不是那个神迹。
The thing is, all the money had the right serial code. You know what I'm saying? All these are genuine money. It has a proper serial bank code.
然后我们知道每张钞票上面呢都有银行的那个代码。
So we say, where does God get the money from?
然后就说这个钱怎么无缘无故从何而降呢？从天上真的掉下钱吗？
Because if you make money out of nothing, where does he get those bank codes from?
因为如果这个钱是无中生有，好像突然从无到有的话，那么上面所印有的这些那个银行代码怎么出现的呢？
And that's the truth. God can just make money if he wants to.
所以这个神迹就是神真的就是从无可以创造钱出来。
So God is not after our money, he's after our heart.
所以神并不是来求我们给他钱，他是来看我们的心。
People are after your money.
是人来想要得你的钱财。
Amen.And that's why, brothers and sisters, when we give, you give to God, you give to people, knowing that you're not going to get it back.
所以当我们给予神给人的时候，我们的心态是不求回报的给予。
Be wise with your giving.
让我们的给予上有智慧。
If you know it's a scam, don't bother.
如果你知道是有人陷害你的，是一个犯罪行为，那么你就不要给。
But if you gave to God, and then later on found that it's a scam,Still believe you give it to God.
所以当如果你当时你觉得给了，你觉得是被人家陷害了，那么但是你当时给神给的心意是为了神而给，那也是对的。
Don't stop giving because you feel, I don't know, they're going to scam me. No, if you genuinely think it's genuine, be generous.
所以就算有时候我们给予的时候，就算你不知道这个给予是对的还是不对的，但是我们出于爱神的心，我们就慷慨的给。
Because you're giving unto God.
因为你的给予是给予神的。
Amen. Because God is not interested in the money.
因为神其实并不是在乎你的那个钱财。
Not interested in your effort.
也并不在乎你的财
产。Or your possessions.
或者你的万贯家产。
He's interested in your soul.
神真正在乎的是你的魂和你的心。
Your heart.
你的心。
Because in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, he says something here. And funny thing is, right, we, in our men's fellowship, we've been discussing this on Friday.
So we're in Matthew 6, 22-23.
And he says, the lamp of the body is the eye. And if therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light That is in you is darkness. How great is the darkness?
这里说眼睛是身体的灯，你的眼睛若明亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里面的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
You see, Jesus is not talking about your eyes and the light. He's talking about generosity here.
耶稣并不是在讲，只是讲真的你的眼睛和这个里面那个灯，而是讲关乎慷慨的事情。
Because In the Hebraic thinking, a good eye means you're generous. An evil eye, a bad eye means you are mean and stingy.
因为在犹太人他们的文化当中，他们说你的眼睛明亮，其实在形容你这个人很大方、很慷慨。如果你的眼睛昏暗，是你这个人啊特别吝啬、特别小气。
And we can prove this by Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9, and Proverbs 28:22.Proverbs 28:22 says this. He who has a generous eye, which is a good eye, will be blessed. For he gives his bread to the poor. That's generosity. Right?
然后这里在箴言的22章9节说，眼目仁慈的必蒙福，因他将食物分给贫穷人。
Some translation would actually write, he who has a good eye.
有些翻译说那些眼睛明亮的人
will be blessed.
会蒙福
because he gives to the poor.
因为这样的人他们把食物分给贫穷的人。
So you're generous.
说明说你很慷慨，你很大方啊。
And then chapter 28, verse 22 says here, a man with an evil eye hastens after riches. In other words, he's greedy and stingy, right?And does not consider the poverty will come upon him.
这里箴言的28章22节说，守财奴想要急速的发财，却不知贫穷必临到他身上。所以这讲说，其实还有翻译说，人有恶眼。
Let's go back to Matthew 6, verse 22 to 23. So therefore, Jesus, he's talking about the good eye and the bad eye, he said generosity.
所以耶稣在马太福音22:6这里讲的说，明亮的眼睛和黑暗的眼睛其实
在。And we have just proven it from Proverbs that this is what it meant.
所以其实在形容人内心是否慷慨。
You're following.
大家明白吗？
Now, notice Jesus linked that with the light of your soul.
所以神把这个给予跟你里面的魂连上。
In other words, God wants you to keep the light shining inside you.
所以换言之，神想让我们把我们里面的这个光持续的去发光
照耀。Because somebody who's stingy, who does not give to the poor, does not give of themselves, become closed up, becomes dark inside them. They become somebody who's not kind, who doesn't love. It becomes self-centered.
所以那些他们那些非常的卑鄙啊吝啬的那些小气的人呢，其实他们不像出于爱去给予别人，就是他们的里面越来越黑暗，越来越黑暗。
So Jesus is basically saying, beware, if you have an evil eye, your soul, in your heart will be full of darkness.
所以主说，你如果你是有那恶毒的也恶眼在里面的话，其实你内心会越来越黑暗。
You will be dark towards God and you will be dark towards people. In other words, you're going to be unkind, unloving, and couldn't care less about anybody else.
所以就是如果你里面黑暗的时候，你对神对人来说，你都极其的卑鄙吝啬，所以你是一个非常不仁不义的人。
In other words, when my boss wanted me to pay, I saw darkness in his heart.
所以当我的老板叫我去买单这餐那个晚餐的时候，我真的看到他里面那个黑暗哦。
So I spend the rest of my life cursing him.
所以我花一生来咒诅他。
His testimony would have been very different. His testimony would have been very different.
他的见证会很非常不同。
Because if he paid the bill, I would say, my boss is very generous and very loving.
然后如果当时他买了那餐饭，他买单了，然后可能余生我都会做这样的见证，哇，我的老板太大方太慷慨了。
He didn't realize I was a preacher.
他没有想到我后来会成为牧师。
I'm telling everybody how mean he is.
然后现在我借着这个讲台告诉所有人他多么的多么小气，多么卑鄙。
But that is to illustrate when you are generous, it shows that your heart is full of love.It's full of kindness, and that is to God as light.
所以就是换言之，我们看到一个人，如果你很慷慨大方的时候，其实你里面是满有光，你是充满了爱的。
Will I find that when I come to your fellowship group that I have to wear sunglasses?
哇，你的亮道到我们当跟你们团聚的时候，可能要戴一个墨镜来到你们当中。
Wow, Ruth, you're so generous. I said, get away. You're so bright.
对，来到我们的团契的时候，哇，这个姊妹这么光亮，这么慷慨，这么有爱。
How bright is your household? How bright is your fellowship group? How bright is your heart?
所以你的心有多么的明亮，你的家里面，你的团契里面有多么的明亮呢？
You see, by giving, by loving, you're opening up and you're letting light coming into you. You begin to shine Christ in your life.
所以通过给予，通过来善待彼此的时候，你其实你打开你的心，让那个光照到你里面，让耶稣的光借着你照出去。
The simple act of giving, loving, glorifies God.
所以一个很简单的一个善行，一个给予，其实是在荣耀神。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's be people that really glorifies God.
让我们成为真正的荣耀神的人。
Because you have something that somebody needs.
因为我们有一些别人所需要的东西。
And that is why when we walk with God, I pray that everything that I have is, it becomes something that is useful for God.
所以真的我常常祷告说，当我们与神同行的时候，愿我们所拥有的一切都会成为别人的一种祝福，别人所需要的。
This is not foolishness. This is wise. This is being wise.
这并不是愚拙，而是神眼中的大智慧。
Because you'reStoring up treasure in heaven for yourself.
因为其实你在这才是真正的为自己在天上积攒财富。
Amen. And that's why Hebrews chapter 13 verse 16 say, Do not neglect to do good and share what you have, For such sacrifice are pleasing to God.
所以在希伯来书十三章十六节说，只是不可忘记行善和分享，因为这样的祭物是神所喜悦的。
And Acts chapter 20 verse 35 finally says, in Acts says, remember the words of the Lord, how he himself said, what did he say? The Lord said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以最后在使徒行传二十章三十五节这里说，又当纪念主耶稣的话，他说施比受更为有福。
It is not that I will receive more.
我给予并不是为了有回报。
It is God will bless me.
知道说神真的会祝福我们。
Even if I don't see on this earth, I know my treasures in heaven are getting angels to say, hey, he needs another warehouse. Need more room.
所以就是，既然我们可能在地上，如果我们看不到，我们相信在天上，我们会积攒这个财富。天使人说：“哇，他需要多一个仓库来积攒他的财宝了。”
When I get to heaven, I will say to the angel, "Show me my storehouse."
所以我去到天上的时候，我会叫天使说：“来，带我去看我的仓库。”
And the angel will say, "Are you sure?"
然后天使说：“你确定你有仓库吗？”
What will be in your storehouse?
所以在你的仓库里面，你的那个仓房里面到底有什么呢？
When I go get to heaven, I hope I see a gigantic, bigger than Amazon warehouse.
我希望我去到天堂的时候，我的那个仓库比那个亚马逊他们的仓库还大。
Amen. That there's a multitude of angels having to ship all these things inside.
然后有众多的天使，他们就持续不断的往那个仓库里面搬运东西。
Or will you end up right? The angel said, "Here it is, a little box."
或者说，天使说，哦，你没有仓库，你只是有一个小盒子而已。
That's why Jesus said, "Is more blessed."
所以神说更为有福。
Because spiritually, you are more blessed.
因为在属灵上，我们更为有福。
Although it costs us time, it costs us our energy, but what you get back from God is actually something much, much more spiritually important.
所以可能看似我们在地上，我们会花一些时间，我们的精力付上我们的时间和代价，但是知道我们在神里面得到的是更属灵的奖赐，更重要。
Not only for your eternal life, but here now, the condition of your soul.
不光是我们说讲到在天上的赏赐，就是我们在活在世上，我们的魂的这种状况也会更好。
Therefore, giving is an issue of the heart.
所以说给予是关乎我们的心。
It is not how much you possess.
也并不是在乎你拥有多少。
It's about how rich your heart is.
是关乎你的心多么富有。
Amen. And we must keep our heart full of light.
我们必须要我们的心也充满了亮，充满了光。
Because while we are alive on this earth, it is that will shine and give glory to God.
就是我们还活在世上的时候，是这样的一个行为，让我们把这个光和荣耀归给神。
That we can give ourselves to Him.
让我们把自己献给神的时候。
And ourselves to others.
然后接着把我们的生命也给予别人的时候。
Amen.
Amen. 好，让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you.
父，我们感谢你。
And I just pray, every little thing that we have.
主要让我们所拥有的一切很看似很细微的东西。
Lord, the time that we have.
主，我们所拥有的时间
may it glorify you.
让这些时间都来荣耀你。
Father, I just pray that help us to keep our hearts open.
主，我们祷告，愿我们的心向你是完全敞开的。
Help us to keep the light shining in our hearts.
主，愿你的光持续不断的照在我们的心里。
Let us be filled with light.
让我们里面充满了光。
Let us be people that are happy.
让我们成为一个真的满足快乐的人。
Every time when we do something useful for you,
当每一次为你做这些工的时候。
Every time when we do a kind, good act,
当每一次我们做在你心意当中这些善行的时候。
We feel that we are blessed.
我们会真的深深的感觉蒙福。
We thank you, Father.
我们谢谢你父神。
And I just pray, oh God, that in our church,
主，我们祷告在我们的教会当中。
That when we meet up with each other,
当我们大家相聚的时候。
And that when we meet strangers,
或者让我们见到陌生人的时候
that our hearts of God will be there,
我们的心会向他们打开
that your spirit can move our hearts,
主你的灵在我们里面做工
and to help your kingdom,
让我们来为你的神国而做事
and to bless those who cannot bless us back,
祝福那些我们不能给予我们回报的人
And Lord, we hear what you're saying.
主，我们听到你今天对我们说的话。
Help our hearts, O God.
主，来帮助我们的心。
To be filled with love.
让我们的心充满了爱。
So that Lord, when we do give, we're not giving out of guilt.
所以主，我们给予的时候，我们不是出于自责、愧疚。
We're not giving out of condemnation.
我们给予不是出于定罪。
We're not giving because of religious rules.
我们给予不是出于宗教的一些规条。
That we give because we love you.
我们给予单单因为我们爱你。
And we love our neighbors as ourselves.
就是我们爱人如己。
So Father, we just pray.
主啊，我们祷告。
Help us to succeed in this.
帮我们在这个领域能成功。
To store up treasure in heaven.
帮助我们来积攒我们的财宝在天上。
I just pray that every single person in our church.
我们祷告在我们教会的每一个会众。
Will be very wealthy in heaven.
都在天上极其的丰盛富有。
Even though we may have only little.
结果我们在地上不算富有。
Like the widow's two mites.
就好像那个。寡妇
It is giving out of our hearts.
他的给予是出于全心全意的给予
Our heart of generosity.
出于一个慷慨之心
We thank you, Lord.
主，我们谢谢你
Let's all stand.
让我们站立起来
This is my desire to every moment of the way. Lord, have your way.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Lord, I give you my heart. And I give you my soul.
I just pray, oh God, that you will strengthen every one of us.
父，我祷告，求你来亲自的刚强我们每个人。
You strengthen our bodies.
你来刚强我们的身体。
Father, that you will increase the amount of time that we have.
主啊，求你来加增我们所拥有的一切的时间。
Increase our resources.
来加添我们的资源。
Increase our health.
来加添我们的健康。
So that God, we can do more for you.
所以主啊，我们可以更多的为你而行。
So that we can do more for the needy.
我们可以更多的给予那些有需要的人。
Father, I just pray, oh God, that we will all have a good eye.
主啊，我们祷告，我们里面都有这个光。
That we will be generous.
让我们可以来慷慨的给予。
Because we love you, Jesus.
因为主啊，我们爱你，耶稣。
And we love your people.
主，我们也爱你所爱的人。
Father, I ask you, oh God, to transform our hearts.
父，我们祷告，求你亲自来改变我们的心。
Lord, let us make a difference.
让我们有做出这个不同。
And those of you who've been hurt by people in the past.
我们当中有人被别人所伤害的。
When you try to give and you try to help, but you ended up getting hurt.
如果当你尝试给予、尝试帮助别人的时候，反而受到别人的伤害。
See, the Lord knows about that.
其实你知道，神都知道这一切。
But you got to remember,
你要记住。
When you give, you don't expect anything back.
当我们去给予的时候，我们不是期待任何的回报。
And when you do give,
当我们真正给予的时候，
you give unto the Lord.
我们是为主而给予。
You give out of the generosity and the love of your heart.
你是出于爱人的心，以慷慨的心而去给予。
Don't let the devil shut your heart down.
不要让仇敌因为这样的原因来关闭你的心。
Let your heart be full of light.
让你的心充满了光。
May the Lord remove all the darkness today.
今天让今天神把你心中一切的黑暗给挪去。
We exist here for one reason.
我们今天活在这里为了一个原因。
It's for His kingdom.
是为了神的国。
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes it hurts.
有的时候会有遇到一些让我们受伤的事。
Sometimes it's difficult.
有的时候觉得很困难。
It's very painful sometimes.
会觉得很痛苦，很困难。
But the joy is also there.
但是知道喜乐仍然在那里。
The blessing is also there.
从神而来的祝福仍然在那边。
Our hearts can never be content.
我们的心永远不能满足。
Until we find Jesus.
直到我们遇见主的那一天。
And I tell you, brothers and sisters, in all the things that we do,
弟兄姊妹，在我们所做的一切事上，
the real treasure is Jesus.
那真正的财宝就是基督自己。
And when we have Him,
当我们有基督在我们里面的时候，
You see, when I get to heaven, I'm not expecting any warehouse.
如果当我们去到天堂的时候，我们不是期待有一个仓库。
What I'm looking for is Christ.
我真正盼望的是见到基督。
His friendship.
与他的关系。
His time.
与他在一起的时间。
It's just be able to spend time with Him.
是与主在一起的时间。
Because I know in all the universe.
因为我知道在这宇宙当中一切。
Nothing will bless our hearts.
没有任何东西能祝福到我们的心。
More than Christ Himself.
没有任何东西比耶稣更能祝福到我们的心。
So everything that we do today,
所以今天我们在这个世上做的一切的事，
and on this earth,
在这个地上，
remember this, brothers and sisters,
我们一定要记住这一点。
Those of you who have been hurt,
那些我们可能受到过伤害的人，
Those of you who are online,
那些我们在网上在听这个道的人，
You do it for Christ,
我们是为基督而做。
Because only He will satisfy our hearts.
因为唯有基督能满足我们的心。
Yes, people have let you down.
是的，人会让你失望。
They've hurt you.
是他们伤害你。
But But you did it for Christ.
但是你知道你今天做这一切是为主而做。
And eternity this counts.
在永恒当中这一切都会算数。
So rejoice today.
所以今天我们在主里面欢喜。
That you are richer in Christ.
我们在基督里面是富足的。
Because you gave to those who hurt you.
你对那些伤害你的人仍然去给予。
So today, I want you to be free.
今天我让你在基督里面得自由。
The Holy Spirit is going to set you free.
今天圣灵要来释放你。
Set you free from things that hold you back.
让那些捆绑你的事情要得自由。
And may the Lord release you today.
让主今天来释放你。
You are valuable.
你在神眼中是极其宝贵的。
Because the kingdom of God needs you.
因为神的国需要你我。
Because there is somebody, some people that need you.
因为这当中有些人他们需要你的帮助
They need your time They need your blessings They need your anointing
他们需要你的时间需要你的祝福也需要你的恩膏
They need your ears
他们需要你的 聆听的耳朵
They need to hear you
他们需要听到你说的话
So I just pray that this year the Lord will open doors for you
我祷告在今年当中神会为你开门
And will encourage you
这会极大的鼓励你
To bless others,
让你愿意来祝福别人
so that you yourself are blessed.
同时你自己也蒙极大的祝福
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 感谢主
Hallelujah. Spend a few moments.
让我们花一些时间来与主
I just sense the presence of God is here.
我知道神的同在在现在在我们当中。
Let him minister to your hearts.
神现在在触摸我们的心。
Oh God, touch our hearts, Lord.
主啊，求你来触摸。
Those of you who are online, the Holy Spirit is really touching your heart.
我们那些在网上弟兄姊妹，圣灵现在也在触摸你的心。
Set you free from people who let you down.
让你从那些过往的经历当中，那些伤害你的这个事情当中释放你。
May the Lord's light shine in your heart once again.
让再一次神的光。照进你的心中
May your eyes will be burning with fire
让你的眼充满了这个火热
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Father set us free
父啊求你来释放我们
Let set us free to do your will
释放我们可以来完全来行你的旨意
Set us free to be people that we meant to be
释放我们让我们成为主你受造我们要成为那个样式
People who walk around blessing other people
让我们成为来走到所到之地都成为别人祝福的人
Blessing God
让我们也成为祝福神你的人
Father we worship you
父王我们来敬拜你
We worship you with everything that we have
主要让我们用我们所有的一切来敬拜你
And I ask you to prosper us
主要求你来使我们得丰盛
With health
有健康
With resources
有很多的资源
And I pray that you promote us in our jobs
主要让圣灵在我们的工作当中来提升我们
And you enlarge our businesses
主来扩张我们的生意
And you will bless us with more resources
你来祝福我们有更多的资源
With more time Lord
有更多的时间
And I pray oh God some people who are in jobs Lord they will end up earning more and doing less
主那些在工作上我们可能更少的时间做更少的时间赚更多的收入
More time for you
我们可以有更多的时间来侍奉你
More time for brothers and sisters
有更多的时间来帮助有需要的人
More time for the poor
更多的时间去帮助那些贫穷的人
Hallelujah Lord
Amen
Father bless us Lord
父啊求你来帮助我们
And I just pray that in our homes
我们祷告在我们的家中
Our children will be blessed
我们的孩子也会同样蒙福
That they will also grow up oh God to understand
让他们的成长他们也明白
Their hearts be full of light
他们的心中也充满了光
In the name of Jesus
奉耶稣的名
I pray that the Holy Spirit come
我们祷告圣灵来
Set us free
来释放我们
In Jesus name
奉耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen.
Amen
Please be seated If you need prayer come forward
好大家祝福神祝福大家我们聚会到此结束大家有需要祷告可以到前面来
主我在这里献上我的心生命的一切完全献给你因为我并没有财宝和金银 都献给你，唯有我的心，我唯一祷告，唯一的呼求，是你能悦纳我身上的全所有，愿我这一生